Hello, and thank you for listening to the 5-year-old through second grade training. This is a training for kids ministry volunteers who are going to either lead or assist in a class with 5-year-olds, kindergartners, first or second graders. So what we're going to do during this time is we are going to go over a lesson plan, and so you'll know what it is like to serve on a Sunday, what to expect. Below this audio recording, there is a link to one of our lesson plans. It's from June 12th, and it says first and second graders, but it's exactly identical to the 5-year-olds and kindergartners. So everything we go over will be in exactly the same as if you were in a 5-year-old kindergarten class or in a first and second grade class. So as you're opening that up, there are two things that I want to briefly go over that are not in the lesson plan, so just enjoy and listen. The first is how to prepare and what to expect when you arrive, like where you can find your lesson in advance. So before you serve, I always post the lessons. I try to post them 3 weeks in advance, which means there's ample opportunity for you to go online and prepare in advance. And I ask that you please, please, please do so. In the same way you would not expect a pastor to not prepare before he preached a sermon, we do not expect volunteers to not prepare. We expect volunteers to prepare before they teach a class. It's very important. So please prepare ahead of time. So you are going to find these lesson plans at rvtakids.com. That's the website that you're currently on. And on the top right, there is a menu. And if you hover, go to the current volunteer section, you can actually find some lessons that are dated. And you just find the date that you are scheduled to serve, and that's where you will find your lesson plans. So please go there in advance so that you can prepare before coming to class. Also, I wanted to go over with you guys sort of like where educationally, like what is an age level characteristic of a 5-year-old, kindergartner, first or second grader? It kind of will help you understand why the lessons are the way that they are. We are very intentional with every aspect of the lesson. And we want to meet them exactly where they're at, just like Jesus meets us exactly where we're at. So that includes where they are spiritually, how they communicate emotionally and intellectually. So for your age group that you will be serving with spiritually, it's important to know that God's story inspires their story. We want to help mature their relationship with God by telling one story and connecting it to one concrete idea, using real illustrations to what they experience every day and making it fun to remember. So they can't handle too much. So we want to give them one story and connect it to one concrete idea. And also using examples from our own personal lives of how that happens in the real world and like real lives and how it happens in their lives. So making it like God's story inspires their story. Communication wise, kindergartners through second graders, there's two types of ways that they're communicating. We have them in little phrases to help you wrap your mind around it. The first is, look at me. They love to do tricks and like compete and like twist and turn and be silly and show off is really what they like to do. But also everything sounds like fun to them. They just, their main goal in life is to have fun. So like we get to like really take a hold of that and make everything sound fun. Everything we're doing, if you're excited about it, then they're going to be excited because everything sounds fun. So that's really, really great for this age group. I'm glad you guys get to work with them. Emotionally, when we are interested, their abilities improve. So when we give them attention, when they're doing something, they actually get better at it. They grow at it. When we give them attention, when they are during discussion, they're going to think more deeply about it. When we give them attention when they're doing a craft, they're going to grow in that skill that they're doing during craft, like cutting or whatever. Also, when we praise them, their confidence will broaden. So we want to make sure that we are interested in the things that they're doing, and we want to be praising them for the cool things that they're accomplishing, because that's actually helping them develop emotionally and helping meet these deep needs that are in them, because it's how God created them to be right now. So that's really important. And then finally, intellectually, we must provide concrete evidence they can test repeatedly, connecting new concepts to everyday experiences. So again, we want to give them examples, real life examples, to help connect to the stories that they're learning. If they don't see those real life connections, then they'll start to doubt, which is normal, especially for second graders up, to start to like doubt, is this really real? But when we give them those concrete examples, it helps them see like, no, what we're teaching them is true. What we're teaching them is real. God is real and God loves them. So especially for those upper elementary, we want to give them those concepts to help them connect to everyday experiences. Okay, so now we are going to actually jump into your lesson plan. This is the fun part. So the lesson plan that's there, again, is the first and second grade lesson plan, but it's identical to the five-year-old kindergarten lesson plan. And the first thing you're going to see is the cover page. You're going to see the age group that you're working with. You are going to see the picture for the lesson plan for the day. You'll see the date and the title. Today's title is Letters to Church Leaders. You're going to find where these this story is found in Scripture. And you're going to find like maybe the main story point that's happening. Like, this is what we're teaching the kids. This is the story we're teaching them. Paul told church leaders to trust and obey God. So this is not how it connects to the gospel. That will come later. But this is like the basic story. And then you will find two schedules, the first service schedule and the second service schedule. You'll notice they're identical. It's just that they have different times because they're different services. Okay, so go to the second page. This is check-ins and playtime. So as kids are arriving, welcome families and receive kids as they arrive. Don't just like, hey, come on in, and then like ignore the kids. Like, receive them, welcome them, connect them with a friend, play with them yourself. And then also remind the parents, like, hey, we want to make sure your child is safe, so when you, and we send them with the right parent, so when you come back, make sure you bring your security label. And if we need you during the service for whatever reason, we're going to text you, which the coordinator is who would text them. Please keep your phone out. So that's why we need to have multiple people in the room. We now need one person there to like greet the families and another one to like be helping the kids connect with other kids. So that's a great time. The assistants, you guys need to be very active during, I mean, the whole time you need to be active, but you need to be very mindful during this time of helping kids connect. One of the activities that the kids can do, there's lots of toys in the room, but one of the activities they can do is an activity page. There's a game on one side and coloring on the other side, and so that's a really fun, safe activity for kids to do. And then 5 minutes before snack time, 5 minutes before a large group, go ahead and start kind of having the kids clean up a little bit. And it says that on the lesson plan something different. It says that we're going to do snack time next. That's not true. The next thing we're going to do is large group. So clean up before we go to large group. Okay, so the kids have cleaned up, and now we are going to line up, and we are going to go to large group. So remember, you might remember this from your interview that you had, but kids ministry for upper elementary does a small group, large group style kids ministry, where part of the day is in the classroom, the other part of the day is in the worship room. So we're now going to do the large group portion. Kids are going to line up, and they are going to go to the worship room. In the worship room, there are 2 to 3 volunteers. There is the large group leader, who's basically the storyteller. There is the worship leader, and then there's an audiovisual person in the back. They are going to work together to teach the lesson for the day, so that is not your responsibility, and to lead the kids in worship, so that is not your responsibility. However, what is your responsibility is right here on this page. Please remember to sit in the middle with your kids, and chairs are available if needed. So please don't sit along the edges. Please don't leave the room. You are still responsible for your group of kids. If they get a little chatty, if they start like rolling on the floor or whatever, well, sometimes rolling on the floor is fine. Depends on the kid. But if they're like getting distracted or they're not paying attention, so like you're there to like, hey, remember, like we're here to listen, you know? And it's a really fun, engaging time. So it's not like hard to keep them focused. But just in case they're struggling, like it is your responsibility to help them stay focused. Also, encourage the kiddos to participate by using encouraging words, facial expressions, and modeling how to engage. That means when we are singing, you are singing. When we are dancing, you are also dancing. When it's time to listen, you should listen also. When they're sitting down, you sit down with them. When they're standing up, you stand up with them. So again, please don't stand off to the side, but be engaged and present with your kids. And then on the bottom, I already mentioned this, but finally, you are primarily responsible for your class, not the large group or worship leaders. If your kids are talking or distracting their neighbors, please encourage them to engage in the worship and story time. We don't force kids to worship, but we do ask kids to be respectful so that their friends can focus and engage. We never force anybody to engage, but we do ask them to be kind and loving towards their neighbors if they don't want to be involved. So just keep that in mind, that we need to make sure the kids are not distracting their neighbors. So after large group time, we're not going to go over exactly what happens in there because it's not actually your responsibility, so we can actually skip that part. We are going to go back, you're going to go back to class, and you're going to do something called circle time. This is like the discussion time, and you guys are going to go over the same four questions every week. So you're going to line your kids up, go back to your classroom, and sit on the carpet. And then you're going to ask, in relation to the story they just learned, these four questions. Number one, what did they like about today's story? What did they like about it? What's really great about this question is whether you're an Awanas and know the answer to all the Bible trivia in the world, or if you've never heard the name of Jesus and this is your first time ever stepping foot inside of a church, you can answer this question. It's a safe question. So what did you like about this story? Then the second question is, what did you find confusing about today's story? And that's a really cool question because it gives the kids, like the kids know can are learning, like, hey, it's okay to be confused. It's okay to not understand something in the Bible. It's okay if you don't know all the answers. This is a safe place to voice your confusion. The third question is, what did you learn about people? There are always different types of people in the stories, and so we're going to talk about those different types of people, what they were like, and what happened to them. And then also the fourth question, and most important, is what did we learn about God? What did we learn about Jesus? So the kids are voicing out loud the things that they're learning about God. And this is where your preparation in advance can really come in handy, is you can watch the lesson videos in advance and think through these questions. And then we have the Christ connection. This is where you want to land the plane with discussion time. How does this story, the story of Paul telling church leaders to trust and obey God, how does this story point back to the gospel? Well, Paul wrote to guide Timothy and Titus and to help all church leaders know how to lead God's people. Church leaders help believers know what is true, and they serve the church by following the example of Jesus, who served us by dying on the cross for our sins. That is how this story points back to the gospel. And so, and it's probably just one way, but there's probably multiple ways it points to Jesus. But this is the way that we're going to go. So this is how you can kind of prepare mentally, spiritually, emotionally, before coming to class, how you're going to land the discussion time. After the four questions, it's only about 10 minutes long. You don't need to take forever on these because they're little and their discussion can be hard. So from there, we're going to go to something we call, we're going to have snack and do something called lollipops and lemons / prayer requests. So this is how this time goes. It's really, really special and really intentional. And we are still discipling kids in this moment. So the first thing is we're going to work together. You guys are going to have the kids work together to pass out the goldfish. There's Chex available for those who are gluten and dairy free, a cup of water, and a napkin to each child in the class. And encourage them to not eat until after they have prayed. Then the second thing you're going to do is everybody's going to sit down and you guys are all going to pray, asking God to bless the time together and that you guys will get to know Jesus more. And then invite a child to pray for the food. So a child can pray for the food or you can pray for the food. So while you guys are eating your snacks, you're going to do something called lollipops and lemons. So you're going to ask the kids if anyone had any lollipops during the weeks that are good things that are happened, that have happened, or lemons that are bad things that happened during the week. And if a child has a lollipop or a good thing that happened, which your age group is usually just lollipops, it's very rare you have any lemons, you're going to model by immediately thanking God for that lollipop, like in a quick prayer. So say, for instance, a little girl got to go to the park with her cousin or whatever. Oh my gosh, let's thank God for that. God, thank you so much that so-and-so got to go to the park and visit her cousin. That's so special. Amen. So you guys are immediately going to pray and thank God for that lollipop. Or if there's a lemon, immediately ask if someone would like to pray for their friend's lemon. With your age group, that doesn't always happen. The kids are usually a little nervous. What I would do if I were you is wait. And this is a good thing to know with the four questions. So when you ask a question, wait 7 seconds, because it takes 7 seconds for an introvert to be brave enough to give an answer. So give 7 seconds to see if a kid will be brave enough to pray for a friend. And if nobody says they want to pray, then you can pray and you can model it. So basically what we're doing, if you notice the note on the page, is this time gives kids a chance to learn that praying for someone is easy and doesn't have to sound fancy. There's power in their prayers too. So the prayers that you give, keep them really short, really simple, because these kids are new believers and we want to show them that, like, we don't have to have these long fancy prayers or be super spiritual to and holy or whatever to pray for people. We can pray for them right where we're at. And then finally, at the very end, clean up your trash. And it says before going to large group. That's not true. You've already done large group. So everybody clean up their mess. And then the next thing they're going to do is their craft. So every Sunday for the five-year-olds through second graders, there are crafts because they're an age that still likes crafts. It's really cute and fun. And so you're going to lead them in a craft. And in the bold, in the instructions, that is how that craft connects back to the lesson. So you want to make sure that you talk with the kids about this bolded section, the content of that bolded section while they are crafting. That is going to help guide your discussion during craft time. And then finally, at the very end, everything is cleaned up. The kids get to play while they're waiting for their parents. And when their parents come, make sure you check each security label the parent has with them with the child's name tag. And if they lost their label, you can find the coordinator who will help verify that they are the correct guardian to pick them up. And then lastly, at the beginning, you might have remembered that there were activity pages. There are plenty of activity pages for each child to go home with one. It is very important that you do send them home with one. Just a reminder that parents are called to be the primary disciple makers in their child's life, and our job is to partner with them. So a way that we do that is on that activity page are activities that parents can be doing at home with their kids to help supplement and reinforce the lesson that they just learned for the day. So make sure every kid goes home with an activity page. And then finally, once every kid is picked up, you guys can clean up your room. There is a separate training on how to clean up your classroom afterwards. And then you guys are free to go for the Sunday. So that concludes our five-year-old through second grade training. Thank you so much for listening. If you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can always reach out to me, Anna, and I would be happy to answer them. Thank you so much.